What up, beautiful people? Welcome back to another episode of Cousins and BS. So on this week's episode, I am here with Cousin Lele and Cousin Red. What's going on, guys?
Hey, cousin.
Hey, Gozo.
Nothing much. How's everything going?
It's going okay. Can't
Yes,
complain.
so you know,
Another.
just another day living life in the pandemic.
Sure is. Trying to stay alive.
Yeah, like one thing I was thinking about earlier this week, that for majority of the time throughout the pandemic, when I've been having like my travel itches because I can't travel the way I used to, I've seen like Jamaica popping up a lot as like, one of the most traveled places during COVID and one of the safer places to visit. And I guess it's like a complete reverse. Like in the past, we would hear people or tourists are scared to go to Jamaica because of the stigma with the crime and the violence. But now, because of our low cases in COVID-19, people are like flocking our beaches and just, they're going hard.
Rick Cafe.
I know.
Yeah, but it's just insane that tourists can enjoy Jamaica, but the local people can't enjoy Jamaica. So it's
I
kind of.
feel like that is so true, but I feel like as of late, like maybe the past year or two, I've seen like a lot of locals trying to like enjoy Jamaica. Like they're going on weekend getaways, they're trying to, like discover majority of the hidden gems in Jamaica that we took for granted when we were in Jamaica growing up, especially
Listen,
like in St. Elizabeth, Yeah.
they took away the best thing. Dance. No dance.
Say that again.
No dance.
The dancing,
No,
the
dance.
partying.
Like, you
Yeah,
mean like the chicken
that's our
sandwich, right?
culture. The whole
No
dancing, the
dance. No
partying,
sound.
the pasta pasta, all of that. So it's just
Oh,
kind
yeah.
of, I see a
No.
lot of
No roam
online
robbing.
people, social media is like, they're not too happy that they can't entertain and make that money how they used to do.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
For
That's right.
real.
That's why Farmer Boy, I win right now.
It's taking me back to that video that I saw with the guy with the coals, and is it Simone? Where he was saying, Simone, you tell me if you use the money and buy a Nissan Axio. And what was that video? Oh my God, we are gonna put the link to that video in the bio because I don't have to see that video. It is so funny. Do y'all know the
Yeah,
video I'm talking about?
no, I never saw it.
I know the video you're talking about.
Oh
It's where
my God.
she never wanted me coming by coal, and all of a sudden, he had about 50 coal.
Yeah, and she him and say, yo, we can't, no, we can't buy like 50 Axia.
Axio.
Was epic. But yeah, but the tonight we want to talk to you all about places in Jamaica can enjoy in the countryside that they probably don't know about because they're so familiar with the resilient quarter. I guess that's what the prime minister is calling it now, which is basically just the tourist area in Jamaica, the Portland, the Ocho-Rios, the Moby, Negril, them kind of stuff there, where as Jamaicans we're not paying money to go there. So
Not at
before me,
all.
yeah, before me did that, I'm going to Treasure Beach, go wash off my foot then.
Right,
But
lashing.
Our blue hole.
right, so yeah, guys, we're gonna jump right in. So as most of you probably already know, I'm from St. Elizabeth, born and raised, went to school there for the most part. And Red, you are also from St. Elizabeth, right?
Yes, I'm from St. Elizabeth, born
Yeah.
and raised. I don't even call it St. Elizabeth, I just call it St. Bess.
St. Bess, yes.
That's it.
And Leia, you are from the cool.
Not born, but raised.
Yeah.
But I love Jamaica as the place I was born.
Right, but you are from
Cool,
Mandeville.
Galdeville.
Gandeville.
Yep,
Yeah, that
they are look woman.
is a mouth.
Exactly. I was wondering because That's what the guys call it, but now yeah, she's
lay up there, look, man.
But one of my favorite places, like growing up in Jamaica, and I guess because of like where my dad is from, but Donga River. Oh my God. Like when we think about Donga River, I think about my entire summer childhood, where the ocean meets the sea, the ocean meets the river. Mm-hmm. But Donga River for me, Donga River for me is like everything. Like there is the fried fish and the flat dumpling. Then
Hold on. So, who are your favorite dumpling seller?
Auntie Enid.
Auntie Enid. Okay.
Who fried dumplings better than Auntie Enid?
Me is Amos Wesley.
We don't even know who names her.
All right, the one closest to the river on the right.
That's Auntie Enid.
No.
Right under the almond tree as you go in at the river to cross, which part pastor baptized the little picking there.
You remember when
we jumped? We have to put the finger now because we don't want to write
that. Why sound like Red calling bullshit on something?
I'm just a grist of green. Moss Wesley, the best dumpling, best fried fish.
Is Moss Wesley still there?
Yes. Like, so. All right, you might know him because, you know, Jamaican have 50 different names.
Okay.
Right? Am I the Rasta man?
I think I know.
Oh, y'all talk about Ian.
Yes, the Ian and right name. Oh, okay. Whistle and call him. Okay. Very right. You remember? No, I'm a little bit older, so I don't
know. Me know who y'all talk. No, man, me know who y'all talk.
No, you remember when in that river, they have, when the hurricane they come and they have the iron structure where everybody used to jump off of.
Yes.
The closest shop to that.
Yeah, me know who you talk. So he end up on the front side, closer to Port Kaiser side. Mm-hmm. And he end up on the front side, closer to, like if you have a cross, like the pathway with a cross. Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we have to go take a trip and do a taste test. No, for real. Ian, don't put them good, but maybe because we always buy from Auntie Eden growing up because it's family. And maybe because as children, you know, so once you're in the seawater and you come out and you're hungry, anything tastes good.
Well, there's a hidden reason behind it. Mm-hmm. Moss Wesley also saved my life. So
this should be good. How did he save your life?
So, I don't know if y'all remember when, you know, we call it a pond, not a river, pond.
Yes.
You remember when there was a sinkhole, a passage out to the ocean that they had a red flag up on?
Yes. Quicksand, right?
Yes. So one day as a youth, me and a good friend was playing around and he was chasing me. I was backing up and then I got in the current. And I couldn't get out. And Mas Wesley had the first money we see and jumping with a rope and pulled me out.
Oh my God.
And it's funny because years later, he might tell a story about three people. He saved three people. And it's so funny because he said, the one remember the most, look, a red youth, that youth, a brave youth, you know? I mean, I tell you, so it's so funny. I was listening to him, and I said, whistle, you know, see, I'm here asleep. He said, a liar, I tell. I said, yeah, man. And I didn't tell the story. I mean, confirm the story. He couldn't believe it. And from then, every time he touched pond, I pull out with.
Oh. Have you?
I never heard the story before, so it's something else.
I know. I feel like, but it's all truth, though, right? I feel like a whole battalion, you're almost dead.
Man?
Multiple times.
I think that would make for a good episode, like, or close death or close call Jamaican experiences to death. Something around that.
Yeah.
I mean,
nature. I have a couple.
I have a few.
Okay. So, but that's very interesting, and I can see why you would think his dumpling is the best. I mean, after the man saved your life, you have your oin.
And not even that alone. It just became a friendship. Like, we're going to a shop, we take up anything, we drink together, and you know, if they want to sell beer for $50, $150. You might charge you $120.
Yeah, let's say I win beer. Did I sell for $50?
I remember when beer I found Wappy Kill Philip.
When was that though? Wappy Kill Philip.
A long time Wappy Kill Philip. So me remember when Heineken at $50. Literally. No. All right. I remember when $500 come in.
Oh, yes. Yes. How you forget when $500 come in?
Okay. All right, then. So.
Enough money, that too?
Yes. Uh-huh. What? So, I remember. So, when Heineken them sell for $50, a dance, you could have buy one Pepsi for $10. You remember that?
No, I don't know about that.
You don't remember then?
My Pepsi. We never really, like, honestly drink soda like that. When we used to drink soda, we used to love cream soda. Oh,
all right, man.
We couldn't drink much but cream soda.
You could get a bag juice and a bulla for $5.
Oh yeah, remember that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And you could get a Pepsi and a bulla for $15.
Mm-hmm.
We used to get $20, the red $20 bill them to go to school with.
Sam Sharp. No? Sam Sharp at 50, Bogle.
Bogle. Yes. That but that's I'm not much older than you guys, but just that the memory, where the memories start for everyone is a little different. But me used to remember when Heineken at $50, you gotta get two Heineken $50. Are they a dance? You gotta get one Heineken for $80.
Yo.
So. Just to show you how far now, you know, we've come from that where they're dancing. Mm-hmm. What is it? Like $2.60 for one Heineken?
Oh, yeah. About $2.50. In some bars.
Yeah, and like 180 or 160 regular price.
Mm-hmm.
Which is still, like,
for American listeners, when we say 180, we don't mean 180 US dollars. That's like $1.80.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is still cheaper than US, because last time you buy one Heineken, they're on party, is $6.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't get beer for less than $5 unless it's some, like, local brew or something like that.
Or draft.
Mm-hmm. Or happy hour.
Some crazy gimmick behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. But with all that said, Leia, have you ever, like, been down a river? You ever gone down a river?
Plenty of times.
Okay. And have you ever, like, tried out the people and were selling the fish and the dumpling?
Yes. The Rasta youth.
Okay. And
the Auntie Enid. I don't know that person.
You know Auntie Enid. Auntie Enid is the lady where sell the fish right at the front, and, like, one of her eyes looks like it's blind. Okay. Hi, Auntie Enid.
The Rasta youth,
don't
know the Rasta youth.
Okay. You're happy now, Miss Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In vibes it.
That's the best place. Vibes, everything.
That's it.
We can't even cross the river. We got the ocean, because that the ocean there?
Rough.
So it's a funny thing. You know, we're primarily talking about where we're from. So I got to give you a visual reference for, you know, all our fellow Jamaicans or American listening. So in the forefront is the river, and the river run parallel to the ocean. So to get to the ocean, you have to cross the river.
Yep.
And
that so is if you're coming from the Port Kaiser side, because if you are coming from outer beach,
yes,
like what you said, you just walk
on the beach already. So
right,
you're right. So now, in my lifetime, I have seen the river change direction twice.
Oh, yep.
In my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it happens after like a major flood or a major hurricane.
Yeah.
Shift direction.
Yeah.
But one thing about that place is so unique. You'll never see a place to have a river and the ocean like right there next to each other.
You know, there's a place like that in Ocho Rios that I only discovered on my last trip to Jamaica or my second to last trip to Jamaica. There's one place like that in Ochi by forgot the name of the place, but it's I think it's called Kaz Loungers. I'll tag the name of it, but there's a place by that in Ochi.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They do like the rafting. They do like the rafting, and then it goes right down to the ocean. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're right. Before that, I never knew that anything else like that existed.
Yeah.
So guys, I have to bring up the elephant in the room. I mean, if you know your Jamaican geography, alligator pun, or as we call it, donga pun.
Donga pun. And just for the record, no alligator, no dongle. We have crocodiles in Jamaica. So what about our history?
So I as so much Jamaicans will learn in their later life, like half the people named their real name. Like, I did not know that alligator pun belonged to Manchester.
Yes, but
which was a gift from St. Elizabeth. I don't know exactly when, but it was one of the only parish without access to a seacoast. So we gifted it to them. But what is the funny part? Everyone you know from Alligator Pond, Duff Falls, New Forest, and Plowden, they don't say they're from Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
They say they're from St. Elizabeth. If you see a dance poster or a party, it says Alligator Pond, St. Elizabeth.
Which is
so funny.
It's not to me, though.
It is to me. It's incredible funny to me.
It's not to me, because I feel like, because that's where my dad is from. So my dad and my grandparents, my dad's side of family, they are from Alligator Pond. And so because Port Kaiser is in St. Elizabeth, and I think it's just how it, because Port Kaiser is in St. Elizabeth, but if you go through Duff Holes after you come up in and go down this up, all of that's in Manchester. You know, so it's like riding on the border. So every time we go down a river, it's like it's a senti, but when you cross over, you're in an alligator pond. It was that would mess you up as a kid.
It is, because I never really learned until I was, I've even asked adults and they didn't realize that it's actually
in Manchester.
In part of Manchester. But the funny thing is, no one, like, for instance, I have an auntie that lives in Alligator Pond, and she says she lives in St. Elizabeth. You know, I know there's a place in Europe where they call Five Border, where five countries meet up. So it's like a, you know, so it's crazy that just the people of the area, they didn't get the memo. They're like, you know?
Oh, yeah. I think I vaguely remember like a story, not to add politics into it, because that's always like a touchy topic, but like where my family who lived in St. Elizabeth thought they had the same MP and would want to vote for the same guy.
But that's to show you how unaware, you know, many of us in the area are, you know. And you know, the most popular beach day in Jamaica history is what day?
Fun deal.
No, I'm saying, what day? Like, what day everybody gonna beach?
Oh, New Year's Day.
You think it's New Year's Day?
Is that New Year's Day? I think it's New Year's Day.
Anna Easter?
Yeah.
No, it's New Year's Day.
New Year's Day? Okay.
Easter?
Mm-hmm.
Easter Monday.
You know, remember the story then about gold and chess and the mermaid? And mermaid drag you in the water and everybody.
You never learned about that.
Everybody from Child Bali pack up Navangana Beach, big beach, yeah.
First of all, people will come from countryside, Jamaica. Like when you say I got beach, well, let's talk about for St. Elizabeth at least. If you say I got beach and then a dung upon, either fun till or you take like a real beach trip. That means say I got pack up in a bus and you gotta go somewhere like Bluefields, or Negril, or Moby. Nobody can really drive go put on Abuja Beach.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah. Big beach. Nobody can go a local beach. That's
no. True. Yeah. The only thing we have to pack up in our bus and go at Ochifa, Duns River Falls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
God. Just imagine. Us living here in the States, the only time we go to the beach is on like a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I go to the beach every day on my day off.
Yep.
You know, so it's...
And I kind of love that about you, Leia, that I feel like for me, the beach is one of my happy places, but I feel like with you, it's almost like a constant reminder to like keep you intact with your culture or that's probably just my interpretation of it. But you love the freaking beach.
Yeah. I mean, I live 10 minutes away from it. Why not?
Yeah.
Listen.
I feel like even if people live in Jamaica, they live next door to the beach or something, they're still not going to go to the beach unless it's like a big holiday or something.
Like where I live, I'm 20 to 30 minutes drive from the beach, but I am so biased because I grew up in Jamaica. Even I look at the pan Black Sand Beach.
I remember back then we used to go in the water. Especially by a little Ochi and used to see the guts and the base from the fish. I was still going there just because.
In your life, ever.
Listen, I always like the riverside better.
Is it the waves for you, or did you get like a shock from your near experience?
Well, the river is what almost killed me, but the river is always so much calmer and cooler than the ocean. And then, you know, let's be honest. Alligator Pond Beach is not the best beach. I mean,
but
if you import it to the U.S., it'd be a top five beach, but in Jamaica, it's a terrible beach.
Yeah, I feel like people who were like for me that enjoy Alligator Pond Beach is because I grew up there, you know, so it's almost like a part of my childhood. So I still enjoy it as a beach, but you're right. In comparison to other beaches in Jamaica, it's not all that.
It's not a good beach. It's a good
vibe. It's not even close.
It's a good vibe. It's a good time because, you know, with the food, the people. You know, it's always something to do. And the river, the river is nicer. No salt water, it's cooler, and less danger.
Let me talk about salt water and beach. Another key location that the tourists don't really know about because they've never been on the south side of Jamaica, Funtail Beach. Salt? Jesus, come for me today and tomorrow and next week. That the water there. One of the saltiest water I'm ever going to. As a kid growing up, you know, say, when you go to Funtail Beach, you know, say a bashment beach trip you go put. And the water is so high. I mean, like, there's not a lot of, like, beach for you to, like, play on. And, like, the moment you get in the water, after you take two steps, it over your head, your parents now make you go further. You know, like, it's not like a fun beach per se, but it is a white sand beach, and it is the prettiest beach most I've seen growing up in St. Louis. If we not go Negril or Moby or whatever, it's fun.
It's our beauty beach.
But listen to me. Jesus Christ.
Just to make sure you can't swim.
Me blind, me come back, me see everything wash out of my nose. Like when people say anything, if you have cold or sinus, go dip into the ocean and it will cleanse you. Them I talk about Funtail Beach. Cause that the water there, the way how it salt, it take out your brain and put it back in.
No, take out all the crosses.
It's listen.
A good shot of whiskey, I swear.
Yeah, well,
it's a good shot of whiskey.
So majority of Funtail is like a kind of rocky white sand beach, but it's a vicious beach. You know, ooh, but it's but beautiful. It's, yeah. I mean, it's an island, so it's gonna be beautiful. But hold on. I know it's not a beach, and I'm not the biggest beach person. So I wanna divert to a beautiful place that I love in Jamaica.
Is it in St. Elizabeth?
Oh yes. I am the official St. Elizabeth novice.
Okay.
Wyeth Falls.
Best place to go. You have to go there.
Wyeth is good, but I feel like it's just so touristy now.
Really? Yeah, it's cool because it does the whole zip lining and all that, no?
It is.
It's an experience.
It is beautiful. Very touristy but still it's a local treasure, you know?
Just, yes.
To me, the ideal Wyeth Falls trip is get up in the morning early, fried chicken, cut up some bread.
Fried fish. Butter cheese.
I'll create that red stripe.
I'm about to say something and you can't tell me said it's not in a hit.
Okay.
Bully beef sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Happy in a hit.
Yes.
But hold on. What do you know about bully beef sandwich?
I mean, yeah.
One place St. Elizabeth needs to bring back is Apple Valley Park.
Oh my God! Yes, I used to love Apple Valley. You know, when I was home in Jamaica over the Christmas holiday, we actually took a Sunday drive out to go to Apple Valley, and the way how the place run down in comparison to like growing up in Jamaica as a little kid and going to Apple Valley, oh my God.
That was
like
the best school trip ever.
Apple Valley was the shit.
I never been to Apple Valley before.
Oh God.
You missed something. That's all I
You
missed.
You really did miss that when Apple Valley was swinging. Mm-mm.
So I probably missed it due to the time I came here and when I went back. So I kind of miss Apple Valley. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's true.
I missed out on that.
Another good one in Sainted, too, that I don't know if like a lot of people are familiar. Did you just burp? Oh, my God, Red.
Yes.
That is so, you know, authenticity. Okay.
The cock soup is working.
Why by the way, soup? His dream, like he loved Grace Cock Soup. Grace, shout out to Grace Cock Soup. Like, this is not free advertising. This is us saying, come sponsor us over here, Grace.
It's the greatest thing that came out of Jamaica besides Bob Marley.
Was Grace Cock Soup?
Yeah.
Damn. That, okay, I feel that. I don't want to divert and go on a Grace Cock Soup train, when you're drunk, when you're hungry, like there's nothing that Grace Cock Soup can't fix. Seriously. No.
When you on bus gas?
With two Excelsior hard crackers?
Oh, Lord. Oh.
Yes. Heaven.
That's the quick remedy. Let's not get derailed.
We digress. Okay, back on track. Like I was saying something about another place in Jamaica, right? In St. Elizabeth. It's not Lover's Leap. I don't know why that keeps coming in my mind. Oh my God. Okay, let's circle back. Who else has another hidden treasure in St. Elizabeth that we don't think a lot of people really know about?
So this is not a treasure, but more of a confession.
Okay.
I have never been to Appleton Estate, and I probably never will. Appleton is like a bootleg Jamaican Hennessy that I can't stand. One, it give you the worst drunk and feel bad in the world. Stuck with a headache. No part of it. I want no part of it.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan either because I'm just not a rum drinker. But some people, they love their Appleton.
I like it and I support it, but it's not for me.
I have a bottle of their 12-year, actually, the rare blend.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's not bad because I have it, like, without ice or anything, just neat. But it's not something that I could stomach to drink, especially because I see, like, most people in Jamaica, when they drink rum, they don't drink it neat unless it's a shot of white rum. They're going to chase it with, boom, Red Bull, cranberry water, something. You know, so I'm like, I don't understand how you put something on top of this. But I'm just not a sweet person. Like, I'm not a rum person. The sugar cane for me is just too sweet. But I love to try new things. I love to experience it. And yeah, but I'm with you on that one.
What about Jack Sprat?
Jack Sprat is... Jack Sprat.
Just for a relaxing evening, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good outing. It's all right. Listen, I've been there. The younger me been there on a couple of dates. It's a good outing.
I like how you put that.
It's a good outing.
The Saint Elizabeth date spot. Like yeah. If your mom say my carry a glass Jack Sprat.
I think it's our equivalent of Mandeville KFC.
You know. Shut up, because Junction have KFC. No.
Back then, you never catch a taxi with a girl and go to KFC or a boy, whatever your preference.
So what about Santa Cruz? Santa Cruz have KFC long time.
But I feel like people are rather back to Mandeville than
Listen. So all right, yeah. I have a confession to make.
Okay. How much gelatin go to Mandeville or KFC?
Plenty. But no. I actually lived in Mandeville for 4 years of my life.
Best place, right?
So I know that's going to come to a shock. I know that's going to come to a shock for you, Vichy V, that you probably didn't know that.
No, I did not know that.
So I migrated to Mandeville, Hatfield to be exact.
With your mom?
Yes. When I was 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay.
And I went to Hatfield Primary. Okay.
Damn, you've been to some schools.
I've been to a lot of schools. And you know, also I want to give a shout out to Iron Shore, Montego Bay. I also lived there for 2 years.
Boy, you were only 10 when you left Jamaica. How long did you even spend in St. Elizabeth?
That's the beauty. It's a more of an origin story. So when I was born, okay, my mom gave me to my grandma, like many Jamaican women do that have a child at a young age.
Yep.
And she went to work we call him Uncle Earl, which is my granduncle. And he had two hotels and a resort in Montego Bay. And my mom went to go work for him. And when I was 3 turning 4, I moved to Montego Bay till I was 5, end of 5, I believe. I believe, and we lived on Iron Shore. And the one thing I do remember the most is how hot Montego Bay got.
Yeah, it's hot.
Oh my God. Especially living in a deck house. Oh my God. It was hot. But I lived at Iron Shore. I think it was 4 or 5. To me now, I'm so old, it seems like a run-on memory. And then I moved back to St. Elizabeth. Then eventually my uncle sold all his resort and moved to Mandeville, to Hatfield to be exact. And we moved there.
So St. Elizabeth is the place then? Also, all the places you go.
Oh, of course, I'm in place because I also, after moving to the U.S., I also moved back to St. Elizabeth for 2 more years, which is probably the best 2 years of my life.
And, okay, remember, please, when you go back to Jamaica, the one place you and I need to go is Drench.
Oh, the best party in St. Elizabeth.
Yes.
Yeah, but, guys, there's no party happening. There's the pandemic.
Yeah, after the pandemic, we listen.
When drug gods free up the place, we're going to Drench.
After.
I'm not even. Let me splash that out. I'm not even going to talk about that. But I don't know. I've never lived anywhere else outside of St. Elizabeth before I went off to college in Kingston, which I was there for 4 years.
How do you like the Kingston life?
It was different, but I feel like this is not the episode for that. Because okay. I feel like it was a more like country girl comatone.
Well, we're discussing the whole dichotomy of, you know, but you know, we only have expertise in where we've been. I mean, so
it's nothing to write home about now that I'm older, but like, you know, being a female growing up in a very strict home, Christian home, going to a all-girl boarding school, moving to Kingston, going to university, being on your own.
So what you
talk about country comatone?
So what you're trying to tell me, your thing was turned up.
Listen, there's a lot there that needs to be unpacked, and I do not want to digress anymore.
All right, guys. Stay tuned for the unpacking.
Stay tuned, guys, for the unpacking. Like, I feel like that is going to be a really good one.
To be brutally honest, the longest time I spent in Kingston is trying to get out of the airport. That's it.
Damn.
Kingston isn't so bad.
Kingston was my stomping ground back in the day.
Back then, I take some risks going being in Kingston. Mm-hmm. And some places I would never think or thought of I will ever be. But it was like the best time.
Kingston is the New York. Kingston is the New York of Jamaica.
Oh yeah. Yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm. And then Montego Bay is like would you say LA? Or Atlanta?
California.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we kind of got derailed, but I'm going to put us back on track. Also, I have never been to Parrot Bay.
To where?
Is it Pelican Reef? The bar in the ocean.
Pelican Bar. You said Pirates.
Sorry.
That is definitely a hidden treasure. The bar in the ocean. Big up, Floyd. What up, Floyd?
Floyd, big up.
That is a good time.
I went in December, and that was like the best little boat ride ever.
Yeah.
So
it's fun. I mean, the liquor expensive still, but
it is expensive. You're in the middle of the ocean. What you expect?
What you expect? You're on an island in the middle of an island that's an artificial island.
So when you guys go, make sure your money up there.
Yes, that is true. You gotta pay for your boat ride. Let's put that out there. You also gotta pay for your food and your liquor. And you remember earlier in this podcast when we said that right now in Jamaica, like a beer is like $2.30 or $1.80, which is like $1.80. On Pelican, I remember paying like American price, so like $800 off your Heineken or $700 off your Heineken.
Rastabasta.
Yes.
Expensive.
Yes. Oh,
yes. Yep. But
may I bring me one buckler rum bar?
But they're not asking you to buy it. If you're out there, you want something to drink, you got to pay what the people are.
But it's a great experience.
It's a great experience.
Anyone to go there, I had fun.
I had fun too. It's really good.
I meant to go there twice in my life, and both times I got too drunk.
I'm going to put y'all onto something that I'm not going to say I'm pretty sure y'all never experienced back in the day. Something like Apple Valley, but I have a hunch that it was not something that you all had. Have you guys ever been to Idler's Rest?
No.
Even knew about Idler's Rest?
Mm-mm.
Oh my. So Idler's Rest is like when you're on your way to Black River. And mm-hmm. you know, you all know where the mineral bath place is, like a bubbly spring.
Yeah, hot spring.
So Idler's Rest back in the day used to be like an Apple Valley Park. It used to be like one of my dad's friends that worked at All Park back in the day with him, I think, owned it. But that was like, you were talking about banana boat and glass bottom boat ride and pedal boat. And that, those were the things that Idler's Rest had. That's a before like Aquasol came about, Aquasol in Montego Bay, and had all those like exciting things. Like there was this little place in Black River, St. Elizabeth called Idler's Rest. Prettiest beach, the best food, good vibe. You know, the thatch roof bar on the beach, the man them are selling the peanut cake, the woman them are selling whatever them are selling at the roots man sell, the mix up in at the good back, strong back. It was like everything growing up, but you think that, all right, daddy, I care we out this weekend, you know, so you have a list. Idler's Rest was something. You have the slide, we're going to water, like what, is it Margaritaville that have that note?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, back in the day, yo, Idler's Rest was the shit. I think that the last time I was in Jamaica, that property was like up for sale. So food for thought, guys. Let's make Idler's Rest again.
Never been there. I
think this is the time the government, just like how everyone should be quarantining and whatnot, reflecting during this pandemic, I feel like this time the government of Jamaica should be reflecting and bring back our culture and tradition and everything back into Jamaica.
But I'm going to pour another glass of whiskey because I don't want to say anything.
For real, because I'm telling you, like, just, I feel like the generation now, they won't experience, like, the little school trips at all these places.
No.
You know, then they have to feel like a big woman when they go on these school trip.
Oh, my God.
Listen here.
You have to wear the two-piece bathing suit.
And your mother give you $500 the crispy nanny and you feel like you have money.
This time you make your first kiss and all these things.
First?
I don't remember. Do I remember my first kiss? Oh, my God. That's not the episode.
I remember mine.
The first kiss. Wow.
But I don't know.
I think this Jamaica needs to reflect because there is good memories in Jamaica. Jamaica is a beautiful place. Despite the crime and violence, Jamaica is a wonderful place. And that's truly why I kind of call Jamaica my own, just growing up, because I always had a great time. Like, I applaud my family for always making me experience, and every week we'll go somewhere and you know, just live the true Jamaican dream of people in Jamaica, I guess, not really living.
Do you know how much time I seen Leia when I'm riding my bicycle in a van back? I go Jack's Frat. Like, I can't tell you the amount of time I have seen her.
That's crazy.
Yes, just sheer, like, someone calling out to me. Like, I'm like, who the hell? Oh, it's my cousins. You know what I'm saying? They're just passing through, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just like casually just driving through.
Yeah, every weekend we go out. Big up Auntie Nola. Like, Auntie Nola, I applaud Auntie Nola. Auntie Debbie, I applaud Auntie Debbie. Like, they made sure we experience. And it was so many of us.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I was the only female in the group, but there are so many of us.
Pile up, Vishy. I'm telling you, pile up Navanba, Vishy.
Oh, pile up Navanba are the best thing.
Yes, best ride. But I feel like we enjoyed it. Like, our childhood was the best.
Yeah, ever. Of course. And I can't tell you, and it's not like I don't have a distinct look. If you see your own cousin on the road, you're like, oh, as soon as you see, you know exactly who the hell that is.
It's definitely something. I don't know. I feel like there are so many places, and I'm trying not to like pinpoint the tourist place. Like, if you go on Google and you type in St. Elizabeth, Jamaica, the things that are going to pop up is the Treasure Beach, the Lover's Leap, you know, mm-hmm. Jack Sprat, all the YS Falls and the Appleton Estate. But things that people don't know about, it you know, it just like, what's that? Breadfruit nut, nut valley bread, valley bread, nut valley. What is it?
Granny, bread nut valley.
Bread Nut Valley. Yeah. So it's close to Apple Valley Park, but it is a beautiful, like, falls river kind of thing, like mm-hmm. a mini Dunn River Falls in its own sense, where people don't know about that stuff. People wouldn't even think about trying to even look for that. You know, it's the thing, like, you know, when you come from a beach trip and you be at a roadside and you see like a little pipe on a river or whatever, oh, but it is so beautiful.
So I feel biased because Leia is from Mandeville and we're missing Looking Mongoose, aka Kish. She's also from Mandeville.
Yeah, we missed you on tonight's episode, but
yeah, let's steer it back to Mandeville because I kind of have a little background in the area.
But I'm just going to throw this out there before you do that. Nothing good there, Mandeville? Except for KFC.
Except for KFC. Rich people at KFC. That's it.
No, but I remember this river. I don't know the name of it, but I remember I went for some Christian camp I was a part of.
You sure you never
the whole religion is? I don't even know how many to get giant Christian camp.
I love Bible camp. I was a part of a Bible camp at MISPA Bible College. Is it MISPA? Open like I go Christiana. And I miss Spike up?
No.
Okay.
Something like that. Me love Christian camp too. You know but what?
This place in...
Of course you would.
Belfield. There was like this river in Belfield. I don't know the name of it, but that was like the best place. With our cook, with dumpling and with banana. And with...
What? Let's see. Rivers. Let's Google it. Rivers in Mandeville.
Good luck. Maybe a
Jamaica.
Stream. Maybe a stream. Yeah.
I know, right?
No, but it was fun though.
Oh, Google is, oh my God. No. I have to say this. You know what Google pulled up when I say rivers in Mandeville, Jamaica? Guts River. Guts River.
Google don't know about this.
Google don't know this.
You need to get rest.
That's why y'all need us. But Leia, I know which river you're talking about because, you know, my dad is like a lover of the island. He knows everywhere. You are talking about Kiev River.
Yes.
I don't know the name of it, but I remember going there.
Okay, Kiev River. Man.
I mean, there's not much to do in Mandeville, but...
But there's this one now called Noisy River that's been a big buzz the last 2 years about Noisy River.
I mean, what I remember of Mandeville is the city. And it's a pretty big city and well developed. I remember the first store I went to that had AC. That's like 1996. I'm like, yo, like, me, they're firing now. Like, what is this? Yeah. Like, I never been to a place like this, and it's to be exact. I went to go take my passport picture, you know, and I'm like, "Why is it so cold in here?" And the place have AC. I'm like, "Yo," and they're like, "Well, AC? What's AC? I can live with this."
Growing up in St. Elizabeth, Mandeville, the place where you go when. If you have a function figure, that's a way I go shopping. Because you know, it's important. Mandeville, you go find the right clothes.
Listen, at 2 times you go Mandeville, you go either when you want to get away or Grand Market night.
So what about if you want to go to the hospital?
The hospital.
You can go to Mandeville Hospital or Black River, whichever one you want. Mm-hmm.
But Grand Market in Mandeville.
Grand Market in Mandeville used to be a thing.
Y'all not even going to talk about Grand Market in St. Well, that's when.
No, no, no.
What's the part
of
the Outpark Sports Club?
Farty Wings.
Yes, Farty Wings.
Oh my God,
Fatty Wings. Wants to go Fatty Wings.
We are not talking about Fatty Wings on here. No, sir. No, no ma'am.
No Fatty Wings.
Fatty Wings did shell.
Fatty Wings was the shit. Also, I will say this. R.I.P. Grandma, I love you. The way used to like take a hold of us, and that was the last year I never went to Fatty Wings. I never went back after that. But one day, like, I remember the day my grandma died. It was Christmas Eve, of course, grandma kids. And I was so, like, going crazy about getting the, you know, Fatty Wings is a party was sold out. Crazy about getting the tickets. And then somebody called me and said, them have tickets at the pharmacy at Junction. And I remember, like, feeding my grandma, bathing her. And I said, I was going to comb her hair. And I said, Grandma, I'm going to run go buy a ticket then. When we come back, me comb my hair. And when I get out of the taxi, good at Junction, I remember when my father called me and told me, say, me need to get, like, a doctor because him thinks that grandma did. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, we just spoke.
Hold on. Sorry. This is your grandma on your father's side?
Yeah, my dad's mom.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I've never celebrated Christmas Eve ever since that. But, yeah, but because of Fatty Wings, like, it's just been, it's, like, such a big deal. It was such a big deal back then. Like, I'm like, okay, everything else passed away. Yep.
Yeah, Christmas has started, the Fatty Wings start. How about you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy.
Listen,
but
Grand Market used to be so big in Mandeville. I remember the last big Grand Market in Mandeville was, it was 2010. I was fortunate to be driving in Jamaica now. And I went, and the Grand Market night was, whoa, it was big. It's what I remember. The very next year, I was also in Jamaica for Grand Market 2011. And let me tell you, all of Mandeville moved to St. Elizabeth. Junction was the thing.
Yep. I was waiting for you to say that because Junction is the shit now.
The Junction. Listen, you don't have a tone until you have pigeon, a fly, a shit bar. That's when you know you have a tone. Junction tone is legit.
Pop quiz. Where pigeon name come from?
I don't know where the pigeon name come from. iPod.
No, iPod. They come from iPod.
Probably. They come from Tone Society. Because they only got pigeon only in a tone. You don't have a tone. Until you have pigeon, a fly and shit bomb people, you don't have a tone.
I had a lot of pigeons growing up as a child because my dad worked at Alpart and he used to bring the pigeons home.
Oh, yeah.
And we just put them in cages. Yeah.
Growing up, we raised pigeon. But I'm saying, if you go to a tone and you not see pigeon or fly around, you're not in a tone.
Oh, yeah. No, that's for real.
Junction is where I remember when there's only six buildings in Junction. Six.
Oh, yeah. 20 Row Plaza, and Hurry.
Man, the first bar was still there with Billy there.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you what her name is.
Miss Yuli Pharmacy. 20 Row Plaza.
No. Booty Supermarket.
Hilton or Booty. Used to be Booty. Known for Booty. And the Junction Library, the first one.
That's around a post office, that's all?
Yes. That was the extent of the tone. No?
Yo. Let's talk about library. Boom, boom.
Listen, I know who a library breathing.
When the school give you this big old project and you act like you're going to the library for a project.
What?
It was an encyclopedia or Britannica back then.
Oh, Lord. Listen, every girl used to talk to said library, I go.
I remember I used to lie to my aunt.
Library. And then library.
To do school work.
This
is time them finally seeing all your good clothes.
Go ahead.
The name is right. Library. Elina. It's a library. And one girl. Just tell your mother it's a library. I go. Library. And this I is, need to think. You see the girl that with her mother never really too trust. I always have to bring a little brother or a little sister. Mm-hmm. You have to get a bag juice and a tea chip to distract them.
Time to get pussy. Wait for it. You have to take them upstairs, the Intown Plaza, where the Chinese drinks around there. Goodbye.
Bitch, that's used to do with this stuff.
Barbecue chicken and fries. Me? No. I have always been such a nerd, but it just didn't even make sense right now. I'm like, why was I such a fucking nerd? But when you know what time Bella's jeans just come out? You know Bella's? Oh, yeah. I mean, have a pair of Bella's. I'm going to say, refresh the dead. Refresh the dead.
Please.
I go alive, we know. We didn't look eat at what we are crush over. Say so I have research I do. And then look eat at what actually I do research.
This one yam head coming in. Yes. Real yam head.
So I'm like, what the heck? Like, I thought we were gonna do this research, but not do this research.
Oh Lord. Yeah.
That just made me into a late bloomer. I was a late bloomer in everything, like literally everything in my life. I was a late bloomer.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, the guys that I like actually like doing work, and it was just.
That's why it's not fun going to the library. That's why you're ahead in life.
Every person or tourist that goes to Jamaica, they need to just find one trustworthy person to actually experience Jamaica.
You know
what I saw, because I am very diverse in the YouTube community.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people, like a lot of European do it. They stay with families. Like it's like an Airbnb family. Like they get a family, mm-hmm. and especially in St. Elizabeth area.
And they make that family their experience.
Yeah, and they just get that experience of, you know, the home cooked meal, the going out, getting to meet, and a lot of Europeans are very open to that, you know, and I saw that and I'm like, you know what, this could be a great business opportunity.
It could be. You know, I don't even know about the family per se, but I do a lot of solo traveling. And I feel like when I go to these places, like I always want to live like the locals, but what I just do is just like, I don't know. I'm in the club. I go to like a bar, like a local hotspot. And just like, I feel like I have, I don't know if it's woman intuition or whatever, but I don't feel like life, like there are a lot of words that could describe me, but naive is not one of them. And I am like a really good reader of spirit. I just found a cute guy that is local that I know is not dangerous, and he just showed me around. Like, I always have the best time.
I guess that's luck.
I was in
South America, and that was like the best time of my life. Like, it, especially when I was in Cartagena.
I don't find a man.
I find somebody that's crushing on me, that's gonna show me a good time. And that's where I stop, period.
I need to be around.
Listen,
I don't do a lot of traveling, so I can't speak to that. But my favorite place to travel in the world is there's no hiding it, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah,
it's St. Elizabeth. I don't need to leave, because the environment, the people, the woman.
I feel like Jamaica on the whole, not just St. Elizabeth, but Jamaica on the whole.
Well, I'm just talking for myself. Me, a lot of people like this whole travel thing. There's so much places in St. Louis I haven't discovered yet.
Yeah.
So much bars I haven't drank at yet. So I have a lot to do. But here's the thing. We have not touched on this topic yet. Street food and vendors.
Well, I feel, guys, that that is gonna have we might need to do a part two to traveling to Jamaica and going to Saint Elizabeth or Manchester, because that's about all the time we have. Can you believe we've been talking for an hour?
Right.
It goes by so fast when you're having fun and the conversation
It
is
does
rolling.
go by so fast. Oh my God. But cousin Lele, like, if you could give a tourist, somebody's listening to us, even somebody local in Jamaica that could probably live in Saint Elizabeth or Manchester, and they have never been to a place or a place that they really, really, really should go, where would it be?
I would say Saint Elizabeth. I mean Saint Elizabeth for sure,
Yeah,
because
but one specific spot, like where in Saint Elizabeth?
Treasure
You gonna
Beach.
say Jack's Flat?
No,
Treasure
Treasure
Beach.
Beach in a hole. Treasure Beach in a hole.
Okay, Treasure Beach. Right.
We speak about Jack's Flat, but we didn't talk about Lucky Orchard, which I feel is a better eating experience.
Overrated.
We kind of touched on
Whoa,
it, but
whoa,
we were trying
whoa!
not. What she said?
Overrated, overrated.
Is this a Ashi and Ogzo kind of situation?
No, I don't know. It's an opinion-based one. I respect
You ain't gonna talk about my cousin Becky like that.
it
This is, I'm calling
though.
bullshit on that because that's my cousin.
Listen, to me, Orchard, when it comes to food, is better value, more for your money.
I feel like Gregor's take over that now.
Hello, no, I'm gonna pick up my other cousin. First of all, Little Orchard, Gregor, I'm going to have Oswald Seafood is where it is at.
What about Bunch of Grief?
No. Bunch of Grapes is like so one decade ago. Oswald is where it's at. French fry lobster. The secret lobster sauce. Oh my God. My heart.
The jerk chick, the jerk fish in a nama. Don't look what in a nama.
Well,
And I
I'm
want
gonna
to
say,
on that note, I want to say shout out to Boyaka, big chef. Yes, that's also my cousin. Also my cousin.
cousins. Shout out to all of the cousins. So shout out to my cousin Munoz, big girl, as well.
Whoa.
If you don't have a cousin who work in a top seafood place in Jamaica, you're not
Yeah,
saying
for
nothing. Show out your cousin Leah. No, I said
that.
nothing.
Oh, I think you know what? I think being from Saint Elizabeth, we get a good balance of everything. You know,
Oh, yeah.
like people from Montego Bay and Kingston, they might get like a more modern, futuristic city life, but we also experience that when we touch Junction and
Mandeville.
Mandeville, but also in return we get fresh food, fresh seasoning,
Oh,
fresh
yeah.
ingredients, you know, and
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like a great balance.
This is me pouring
And
more whiskey, that's for sure.
this listen, and this only applies to me and me only, as of this conversation. The woman. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, that's definitely another
Elizabeth, whoa.
episode.
If you're not related to them, whoa.
Cause I
That
have to make good soup.
I was about to say, you are related to half of them, okay?
Yeah, I mean, tell you. Listen. Let's not point any finger now. Calm down. Calm down. Let's not ruin it. Don't listen. Let's not be Kirk. All right. I'm growing a claim unnecessary
They
family.
say the best girls come from Saint Best.
I
Yes.
believe. I firmly believe so.
Yes. Probably
I
enough crosses there, Saint Best, though. But
know.
I'm going to say, if I were to recommend, and this might, cause for additional conversation, but we really do have to wrap it up, guys. If I were to recommend a place in Saint Elizabeth, we have not talked about actually jerk chicken right out of Mas Melford.
Cash, you want to hear this?
Oh, Lord. Oh Lord, listen, listen.
Cash, I know, I know.
Listen, listen. There, you're not. You don't have. I know Portland. They have jerks. You can guess it's proper and
first
how
of all, we ain't listen, even gonna talk about and Portland. Listen,
I know they think it's proper and that's how the slave did it. Pun, 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 pun.
Maybe back in the days, but listen, not since of 2020.
Listen, I mean, I see nobody a fly on plane from the 1900s or drive 1950s car. Mm-hmm. We in modern day, you don't need to cook no jerk chicken pan, no, what the tree name again? Hold on there.
Pimento?
Pimento stick.
You yes, need, give the flavor.
Yes. Listen, listen. Ashy thing up in a normal.
So you don't know, so you know which wood ashy I use?
Pimento.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Am I use coal or wood? You know which wood am I use?
No, me need to know the secret.
The butchwood. Butchwood tree.
Giveaway. Ashy secret.
Oh Lord.
Whoever
this is. Know about butchwood tree.
Listen, listen. Honorable mention.
Try them food.
Honorable mention.
I don't think Ashy's doing it anymore. His brother is no Connie.
He's a boss. Honorable mention is Ugzo. Just an honorable mention.
Big up yourself, yeah, Ugzo.
Listen, if Ashi
should just come because around, Ugzo's son that's taking it over now, Tyrone is my mom's good friend. So big up Ugzo, but you know, Ashi a day one. The people back in the days who want to know about real jerk and then would I drive from town or whatever to come get jerk Asante Ashi.
Yes. Yes. So honorable mention is Ugzo. Good if Ashi locked down.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But my
guys, but yes,
my gem would be, it's only because it's near and dear to my heart, but tree and line soup. Yes,
you hi, Auntie FC.
You listen, you don't need to ask for no name or direction, all you need to say tree and line soup, and you'll be there.
And then when you talk about best barbecue chicken, no, or beef, whatever it is that she does with that chicken, I don't know if it's barbecue, if it's baked, if it's stew, it's fried, but chicken.
Hold on there. What do you know so about the things?
Listen, I was an eater before I stopped eating meat. I know this.
Boy, you lose half of your life.
No, I stopped in ninth grade in high school, which is a long time ago.
Why? You lick fuse, brain chip. What happened?
But you know what? The good part about that is, I still can fit into jeans from 7 years ago.
So are you telling me that's what I need to do to stop eating?
I am not saying that. I'm just saying that it helps me maintain.
Well, I listen. I respect and I support it, but. You know what? I want a woman like you. More chicken, more ashy chicken for me. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, guys, we absolutely love you. And thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's episode. We hope that you have learned something. You have picked up on a place that you're now writing down in your journal and say, yo, we have to go make a trip, day trip, weekend trip. We have to go to San Diego, check this out. But we love you again. This is Cousin Swishivy.
Lele.
Cousin Red.
And we are the cousins of Cousins NBS. So tune in next week where we will talk about who knows what, something juicier that may come up over a cold Heineken, a whiskey, or whatever Lele is drinking. Bye.
Bye.
Good night. Bye.